In the last few days of the year, 1860, there was thick ice in the Humber, and for the following 2 weeks navigation was hazardous. The conditions were unprecedented, the locals said, and all agreed that the whole year had been an extremely difficult one.
Who isn't getting an extremely good image right now of how it must have been like in Hull on a cold morning in the 19th century? And certainly there's just one person around these days who is able to create those clear pictures in the reader's heads. I'm talking about Valerie Wood. She's going to release her 16th book this year, named The Homecoming. After so many years, I thought it's worth to take a look back at almost 20 years of interesting stories of hopes and fears created by Valerie, who had a very moving life before. Born in Castleford in the West Riding of Yorkshire, Valerie, her sister and her mom moved into her grandmother's house, and almost everything took off from there.
Well, this was during the war years, and at the time we were living in York, which was getting quite heavy bombing. My father had gone into the army, and so my mother decided that she would move back to her mother's home with her two small children, and that's why we moved there.
With no electricity and just a small gas lamp in the middle of the ceiling that just provided enough light for Valerie to get lost in books. So very soon, Valerie began to develop vivid fantasies and even had imaginary friends she was talking to.
Apparently I used to sit on the stairs and talk to this friend. This is what my mother said. I don't actually remember. So I think what it was actually telling us now was that I had a vivid imagination. Some people have an imaginary friend when they're young and then they lose them. As they grow up, as children grow up, they lose those friends. But because I had a very vivid imagination, and still have, of course, very fertile, my imaginary friends have now turned into my characters. Because I don't know where my characters come from. They appear in my head. Now, how strange is that?
And the imaginary friends eventually turned into something Valerie got very obsessed with, writing. Suddenly, she discovered her creative side.
I'd always written short stories, pieces of prose. I wrote children's stories for my own daughters when they were small. When I actually perceived what was happening out at Mapleton with the erosion of the coast, I thought here would make a good short story. But as I started to write, I realised that it was going to be something bigger, longer and stronger than a short story. And so began the novel.
And even though she can't remember the name of her first imaginary friend, for Valerie it's been always very important to give her characters names before going ahead with her story.
Can you imagine that someone moves into the house next door and you don't know who they are? You've seen them getting out of the car into the house, but you don't know who they are. And until you actually know their names and are able to speak to them, then your perception of them begins to change. And that's how it is with a book, with a character. You think of a person, you're thinking vaguely of a plot and an idea of what the book is going to be about, but until you've given your main character a name, you can't actually flesh her out and make her real.
But every now and then, it's quite easy to find a name that fits perfectly with the character Valerie has got in mind.
I have actually had an occasion when a child kept popping into my head, and his name was Jonty. I didn't know why his name was Jonty, and I didn't know where he was coming from, but he actually was in the next book that I wrote, and that was The Romany Girl. So sometimes a name just jumps out, and I don't know why.
And before long, Valerie realized her stories are more than just a little hobby. She finished her first manuscript, and that helped to make a dream come true.
And I'd finished the book, and the announcement of the Catherine Cookson Award was in the paper, and I was persuaded by my husband and a friend that I should send off my manuscript, which was finished by then. So I sent off my first book, The Hungry Tide, and it won the award. And so that was the step into the publishing world.
And at that time, it was a stunning experience for Valerie to win such an important prize for her first book.
Well, I suppose it was akin to winning the lottery or something like that. Now, it was so exciting. I went around on cloud nine for weeks, and it was just wonderful, absolutely amazing.
But from time to time, even Valerie needs a bit of inspiration. Where she gets it from? Of course, from books.
It's just something that happens. Well, quite often, if I'm looking...